The Super Mega Cast is brought to you by idiots like you. Thank you for the support. Now on with the show.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up?
What would you know? It's episode 290
of the Super Mega Cast.
Climbing up that ladder, man. 290.
I know.
We're almost at episode 300.
Episodes keep coming out, it seems.
Something special is going to happen.
At some point, there will be a last episode.
I think about that sometimes. Like, I was driving in my car the other night, and I was like, there will be a last video on Super Mega at some point.
Oh, it's this conversation again. Jesus fucking Christ, boys. Fuck off. We have whatever goddamn conversations we want. We could just kind of sit here and... Hold on, let me check my phone real quick. How was the zoo?
I didn't go.
What? Mm-hmm. I saw you fed some ducks.
Yep.
Where was that?
San Diego.
Oh, did you get my...
Yeah.
Okay, I see. It. Yeah. Thank you, by the way.
Sure.
People are liking the... content recently,
cool.
It seems.
That's cool. That's always good when people like the content.
Yep. Seen any movies?
Nope.
Okay. See, it could be like that. But we haven't given up completely yet. Are there podcasts like that? There's no way. Because whenever you make a podcast,
why would anyone want a voice.
Because you feel like you're just in a room with... like friends checking their phone, and then it's like every now and then, you know, maybe you get a tidbit of information.
I would just look up like airport or like hotel lobby ambience, you know?
Could I do a stream where it's just like on your phone with your friend Ryan, and it's just like I'm on my phone just chilling in a chair. Well, actually, I'm just browsing Reddit, watching YouTube videos.
You don't really say much.
Yeah.
You just kind of... Do a stream. Everyone thinks that like your stream's about to start, like you're just warming up, like stream starting soon type shit. But you just do like 2 hours of just like regular, just kind of like when you're at home by yourself.
Sometimes I lower the speaker down and like put it to my ear.
Or like you play a TikTok like 3 or 4 times, like just hear the audio repeating out of the... Because when you were big into your Vine days, I'd hear from the other room.
Did you know, I was about to actually bring that up because I was like, we mention this every time we have to... you know, bring up Vine or something.
Well, yeah, dude. It was. I miss it. It's something that
they don't make Vines like they used to. They don't make Vines at all.
No, they don't, man. Now they're TikToks, you know, and that's just
lame.
It's not the same to me.
Boring.
Uh-huh. TikTok is a breeding ground of icky.
I was in the TikTok for a little bit, and there's some good people on the platform.
I never really could get in. Like I've tried to get into TikTok multiple times, and I haven't really been able to. I don't know why. It's like I just can't, like I don't find myself wanting to check it. Maybe it's because like whenever I try to get into it, my shit's not tailored enough yet.
So I like more long form shit. I like something to have on while I'm doing something else. And TikTok, yeah. You have to be fully engaged in it.
I listen to
like addicted.
Long videos while I do stuff now. So I'll listen to like 20 to an hour, 2 hour long videos. I love like video, not video essays, but just videos where it's like a guy with a monotonous voice, like talking about like, the Tampa Bay Sunshine Bridge disaster happened.
The Tampa Bay Sunshine Bridge. Is that a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Skyway. Sunshine Skyway. It was foggy out, and a big old ship smacked into a bridge, which was a really popular bridge where a bunch of cars were driving. And part of it fell, and then a bunch of cars drove off it because it was foggy and they couldn't see. And then just...
How many people died?
Let me look that up, actually.
A lot?
Because, I mean, the people were driving off that bridge, dude. That's got, dude, you're just driving to work, it's foggy, listen to music, then just...
Your brain can't even make the calculation. Because you see the road up ahead, I'm guessing, a little bit, because the bridge is broken in a way. It's not like the... You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, if you... Like, it was tall,
you know what
too.
I'm saying?
Well, no, I'm not looking up how many people have jumped off the bridge. Damn it, I'm trying to... Deaths from the collapse. The big one. I watched a video about it. 35 people died.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, dude, look at... Oh, man. Look how tall that is. Driving a car off that. Woo!
That's like death on impact.
A lot of people survived in the water.
Really?
Because I listened, like, in the 911 call, or the...
I guess the airbag, hopefully, would just...
Yeah. The Coast Guard call, where he's like, attention all ships! He's like, there are people in the water.
Does he sound like that?
Actually, that...
Attention, all
ships! I surprised
ships.
Myself with how good that impression was.
There are people in the water. It's Tom Hanks.
There are people in the water. It's more like that, like, it, listen. I actually kind of got it spot on, I think. Wait.
There are people in
people
the water.
People in the water. Fucking great, dude. Yeah.
There's people in the water.
They're just having fun, man.
Sounds like a revelation in a horror movie.
Revelations.
21-6.
What is 21-6?
What?
Which one is 21-6?
Revelations 21-6?
Yeah.
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Drink freely for
that's
some
a fucking,
shit.
That's like the coolest line in the Bible.
Right?
That's where God's just being like,
I'm fucking awesome.
Yeah, God's like, yeah, in case you didn't already know, I'm fucking awesome. And I have all the power in the universe. Want you to stop Satan.
Segue to people who think that they are godlike and have a lot of power.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. It's a sentence.
Yep. Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Yeah. We've done this before. Yeah.
It's classic. But what did Will Smith? He wasn't smithing last night.
He slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. More information. Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, mm-hmm. who is Will Smith's wife.
It was a G.I. Jane joke,
it was a G.I. Jane joke referencing her shaved head. The reason she has a shaved head is because she has alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
She has in interviews, though, said that you have to find the funny part in it. So I guess she just wasn't feeling that quote tonight.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But she rolled her eyes at the joke.
Will Smith laughed.
It could have been seen as insensitive.
Yeah.
To make a bald joke or a shaved head joke when she is struggling with it. But Will Smith then took it upon himself to walk up on stage before the presentation of Best Documentary or some documentaries or something like that. They were good.
Documentary, yeah.
Yeah. He walks up and just full on slaps the shit. Hits, I guess. Hit slaps.
It's pretty hard.
Chris Rock.
That was a pretty hard.
And then swags back onto his chair. You can tell he feels real proud of himself. He's got his like fucking thumb on his like waistline. He's like,
woo.
Yeah. He's like walking with some swagger.
He knows
like,
there's gonna be a lot of pictures of that.
Like he's walking like he's like showing off his suit.
Well, he was, dude. Everyone was watching.
Oh yeah. Then he sat back down. And Chris Rock was like, Will Smith just hit the shit out of me. And then Will Smith responded with, you know, we might as well just listen to the clip. Why not? I'm explaining it. Let's just listen to the clip.
Let's listen because what Will Smith said to Mr. Rock.
Yeah. I'm sure this will be easy to
This
find.
Was also, at the time of recording, this was last night.
Yes.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm out here. Uh-oh, Richard.
Here he comes.
Walking up.
Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Get my name out your fucking mouth. Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
When he looks off to the side, I think he's probably like looking at like the producer.
He's waiting for someone to stop the fucking show because he was just assaulted on national television.
Did you watch it live?
In front of millions of people, much less thousands of high profile motherfuckers, dude, that he knows.
He got embarrassed. Like he got slapped in front of like every big celebrity too.
And no one did shit. They all just went, go on.
Yeah, they're like, keep going.
And he's like, really?
And then Will Smith won the Oscar and got a standing ovation.
And then the Oscar's like, we don't condone violence.
Will Smith, I think, should
have been walked out of that fucking place by security. Yeah, he should have been escorted out.
That, like, that was just crazy, man.
Him and his bald wife.
Yo! Hey, careful, Ryan. You hear a knock on the door.
He's gonna boom, boom, get decked to the face.
Open up.
See, you saw what Jaden tweeted too.
Yeah, he said that's how we do it.
Fucking
what? You gonna call him a nerd?
Their family sucks. Their family's filled with fucking just narcissistic, sociopathic idiots.
I think you're just saying this because you're jealous. Will Smith entered the YouTube space and has more subscribers.
Dude, how come I can't hit Chris Rock and get away with it?
That's true.
Imagine if he was up on stand-up one night, like open mic, testing out some new material for a Netflix stand, you know, thing show he's about to record. I just go up there. He looks at me. He goes, he's, you know, testing the audience. What do you do? I'm a YouTuber. Make some jokes. I go up. Keep my job out your fucking mouth.
I will. Okay. And then he just keeps going and no one does anything.
Yeah.
Like that was fucking unreal. I see a lot of people defending Will Smith on Twitter.
Bunch of dumbasses.
And I see a lot of people defending Chris Rock. That was just an assault. He hit him hard, too. Like Chris Rock handled it really
well. What's the defense? Like, what are they saying? Yeah.
That he's standing up for his
woman.
Well, there's better ways to stand up for your wife than on national television.
We don't live in the fucking Stone Age, or we don't. You know what I mean? Like, should be way past physically assaulting someone because they made a joke we didn't like.
The slap could have been enough. You know, he could have sat back down, and then it could have carried on.
Honestly, he could have walked up on stage and he could have even just had a temper tantrum and just went, fuck you, man, and said, she is struggling with blah, 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 and like did this whole thing. That would have still been cringe and awkward. The problem is that he fucking hit Chris Rock in the face.
You can hear on the mic, it's pretty.
Yeah, he was
surprised. It sounds painful because it's not a slap where it's like a, you know, like a harder.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock.
He put his waist into it.
Chris Rock responded pretty well, I thought. I thought he handled it. He was like, oh, wow.
I mean, how do you respond to that?
Yeah. I wish they got in a fight. Got a little tussle.
And I love that then Will Smith wins, like, best actor. And then he's like, God. You know, the first thing he says is, Richard Williams was a strong protector of his family. It's like, dude, you're not like Spartacus. You don't have, like, a shield and a spear, like, just fucking slashing, you know, slicing and dicing your enemies the honor of your family name.
It's so confusing to me.
You're fucking Will Smith.
He's laughing at the joke.
Duh. You're that guy.
My father.
Your son is a joke and cringe. Your wife's a fucking head is just up her own ass. You're
what about her head?
Look,
careful, Ryan. Careful. The
fucking Will just looks like it's. I don't want to say anything like he has anything, but to me, that's just like sociopathic behavior.
That
to feel like you have the right to walk up during like an event,
the Oscars,
like much less anything. Like I couldn't imagine like walking up to someone like you said something that pissed me off. I walk up to you and hit you. Like
yeah,
when you feel like you have the right to, not everyone who hits someone is a sociopath. I guess it's more so the locate everything mixed together.
It's like the amount. It's how strong the reaction was, and also like the context of it.
Yeah,
you know, so especially considering you see him laughing at the joke. Like it wasn't like he was still laughing at the other joke. Like you could see him laugh at that joke, and Jada's rolling her eyes.
Well, did you hear during his speech? Will said, "People make fun of you." And you just have to smile and pretend like it didn't happen or something like
that. Yeah, I did. And he said he's a vessel for love.
He said God sent him here to be a vessel for love.
It's also shocking.
And a river for his people.
Because it's like Will Smith isn't necessarily, it's like not the person you'd expect to do that because Will Smith has always been known as like the more, you know, like his whole thing is like he raps, but he doesn't curse. You know, it's like.
I just don't see how anyone can logically deter that this is a logical thing that someone would do to protect his wife from a fucking
joke,
albeit insensitive joke. Still a joke nonetheless.
Chris Rock.
Worst jokes have been told at the Oscars. Ricky Gervais has probably told some of the most like how did he get away with that shit type of jokes.
Oh yeah.
Especially with the Mel Gibson stuff.
Well, like, that's
right
the
before
thing.
Mel Gibson comes out to present.
What is he
calling
say?
Out? He's like calling out his controversies and just like pretty much equating him to a Nazi and talking about his hatred for Jews.
Right, like, before he comes out?
Yeah, right before he comes out.
Well, like, with
and right before Robert Downey Jr. came out, he mentioned Robert Downey Jr.'s, like, drug and jail time and shit.
Oh, you know that.
Which is shitty. Like, it's shitty. But, like, you still don't hit someone over that. Some people just need to be checked. Okay. Okay, tough guy.
I think that what's funny is, well, like Chris Rock is like, if you hire a comedian to host the Oscars, then a comedian's going to make jokes about people in the audience, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do. Like, if you watch the, the presidential dinner they have every year, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they roast, like, everyone in the crowd, like, all the politicians and stuff. It's like,
Think of how intense they go with the Comedy Central roasts.
They go really intense.
Like, sometimes
those.
They do go too far.
Oh, yeah, the Bob Saget one, Gilbert Gottfried, it's almost not even a joke.
But coming out of Gilbert, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's really funny. And, well, the thing about that one was just, like, everyone was making that joke,
mm-hmm.
which was weird. But rest in peace, Bob.
Yeah.
He hit his head, which I hit my head last week. Or someone else hit my head.
With a much more padded glove than what we'd be using in an actual fight.
Yeah, Ryan and I sparred on a
Thursday.
We sparred
for like 30 seconds, I would say.
A couple times, 30 seconds each, yeah.
Yeah.
You rocked me in the noggin. You clocked me. You rocked me. You picked me up and dropped me.
I went, bam.
Yeah, I dropped my left hand, tried to throw a hook. Ryan came in with the perfect counter and just, doink, got me in the head real hard. And I saw stars. I see, that's why they call it.
You felt like Chris Rock.
Yeah, like that. Now I know how Chris Rock feels. Or Chris Rock knows how I feel,
yeah,
I think
exactly.
Is a better way to put it.
Because this happened before this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that video right after I got out of training, too.
Well, I saw...
Which is another big thing. That's finally officially announced.
Oh, yeah. We're in creator class.
Speaking of hitting people...
We're going to be hitting people in front of a lot of people, just similar to how Will Smith did. We're going to be hitting people in front of an audience.
Yep.
A lot harder than what Will Smith did.
Our opponents, well, people have known Matt's facing Dad Bot, Nathan Barnett.
That's right, facing
if
Dad.
If you want to look up the person who he, you know, is fighting. And then I will be fighting Alex Ernst.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I've met him once.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to talk about, like, I think, like how you and Nathan talked about kind of your fight. And just Ian was like, y'all need to just kind of, like, talk and see how you want to do things. Because are they giving us a choice? I still don't know.
A choice
in terms of headgear,
glove size,
and all that.
Okay. I don't know if it's fully finalized, but I think Nathan and I are going to use 16-ounce gloves and no headgear.
Okay.
Which Nathan initially wanted to
use like 14s?
10s.
10s?
Yeah.
Nathan.
He had custom 10s made. And I was like, 10s? That's how you break someone's skull open.
That's how you're going to break your nose.
Dude, well, a 10, I feel like a 10, if you get clocked hard enough with a 10, you can get a very easy concussion. Because that's pretty much like bare fist, like with just a little bit of padding. Those are intense. You could break your hand with 10s really easily,
yeah,
with a punch. Like, you can just...
I still have to, like, reach out to Alex about that stuff. But I'm assuming we might go for 16s, potentially. I don't know.
16s seem like the
whatever
best.
Whatever he feels. If he wants to go to 14s or whatever. I might be a bit like, just because it's our first match.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like,
I don't know if I want to go to like fucking 12s for that.
Because it's well, they, a lot of gyms don't even let you spar with 12s.
Mm-hmm.
So that says something. I think that
16s also make you put up more of a fight because it's a little more cushioned, so you can't,
yeah.
So it makes the fight more visibly cool to look at.
I wouldn't last very long with 10s because it's like basically just one hit and then I'd be so stunned that like I'd be out. But 16s, you know, it's you got that padding, so it's more boop, 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 boop.
And you and I kind of, you know, goofed around and sparred a bit then. And then
we fooled around a little bit.
Your trainer's been working on your endurance, and then I've had my second, like, full-on, like, sparring session yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. How was that? I watched the video. You look really prepared for the fight.
Yeah.
You did. You look really, you look
I,
really.
I sped it up two times.
What?
I sped the speed up and I paid the guy. Not the guy who filmed, of course. Because,
oh,
what is he doing? He's just filming.
Well, it looked.
I just paid the guy that I was going up against.
Still look good.
Oh yeah.
Even if you cheated,
it's choreographed.
Oh, I was wondering because when we fought it.
But like, it looks like if
it looks really good.
Okay, because hold up. Here's the.
You want me to cut this out?
Here's the actual footage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that's okay.
Yeah, that it didn't look as good as what you showed me earlier, but I'll cut that out. And
yeah.
Well, I wish you hadn't lied to me, but
I wasn't lying. I just thought like I thought it would impress you.
It did impress me.
I like edited
I was like,
together
wow,
like a
really
little
well.
Like trailer for myself.
Yeah, you were fighting really well in that, I thought. But then seeing it on regular speed just kind of looks, you know, pathetic.
And knowing that the guy's a paid actor.
Yeah, that also kind of pathetic, and he's wearing body armor and you weren't.
I have no idea about Alex at all in terms of like I remember him back during Vine cuz I was big into Vine.
Yeah, you were.
And Alex was on there a lot and he made funny shit.
Was he part of the Hype House Vlog Squad?
I don't know. I just know him from like I knew him from his like solo shit on Vine, and then he did do collabs a good bit with other people. But after Vine ended, I just kind of lost track of him. And then when he was propositioned to be like, "Hey, this would be your opponent," I'd be like, "Okay, wait a second, I recognize that face."
That's right.
And then I had a big old flashback to Vine.
That's right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think it'll be I don't know. I think it's an even match on my end. I think it could go either way. I'm not like soup. Like I've been training.
Yeah.
But
you've been training really hard.
You got to give respect to the other opponent because they've also been training.
Well, I feel like I feel a little mismatched because I mean I've been training and Nathan has been training. Well, first of all, Nathan had been doing boxing for I think over a year before we even got.
But never sparred.
Yeah, never sparred. But
which that's a big one.
He'd been doing boxing lessons, and I
so he knew how to throw a punch and stuff.
Yeah, and he's very choreographed because he's been a dancer for so long, so his endurance is insane.
But you can't choreograph a fight.
That's true, but that means he has good
unless
footwork.
Unless you're me.
Well,
fuck,
yeah.
Cut that out.
It's fine. Yeah. Which means he has great footwork. And, you know, he's training like full time. You know, I have to work on Super Mega Nathan. So,
yeah,
you know,
a big property.
Yeah. So I don't have time to train all day.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
What's wrong? You get a phone call?
Yeah.
Smooches. See ya.
Bye, Justin.
Ooh, I hung up before you
come
could
on, man.
Say goodbye.
Didn't even let me say goodbye to the brother.
I'm sorry, my man. My crazy little man.
I'm not your crazy little man.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you know, I'm about to train harder for like the last 6 weeks. But basically, what I'm the most worried about is something that I can't fix.
Is being gassed out?
No. I'm confident that I'll be able to train my cardio enough to, you know, be able to last the rounds.
Yeah.
Because I still got a lot of time to be able to just go hard on the cardio, but it's my feet. Because my feet, like the bone structure is fucked up and I have bunions on both feet. So my big toe and my second toe overlap each other and the arch of my foot's all fucked up. So I've always walked kind of like I don't walk normal and they're just fucked up. And it's made the stability aspect of the footwork really hard for me because just my feet aren't proper for being stable other than like standing and walking. So like trying to like, you know, go around on my toes and like be like bouncing and stuff and having correct footwork is really hard. And that's what I'm worried about with the fight is that he's going to have solid footwork, which he will. And then I'm going to have really sloppy footwork because I can't fucking help it with my feet. I should have had the surgery that they offered me when I was a kid, but I didn't want to forgo my summer vacation.
It still kind of blows my mind that at some point, you know, but I guess from my perspective, like I'm going to like be in a ring, in a stadium, fighting.
When I think about it, I get really nervous. Excited, like, but like, I'm like, oh God.
I think it'll be fun. I think adrenaline will pump us up and kind of amp us up.
Oh yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
But I feel like that could also be bad because adrenaline could pump you up and you can end up gassing yourself out early because you have a lot of energy and you're like, yeah, I'm going to make this, I'm going to try to look good and go for big punches.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be a lot of fun. Creator Clash, iDubbbz, is hosting. He's, like, spearheading this influencer boxing match, and Ryan and I, as if you haven't noticed, are both boxing in it. Not each other, but...
I've been training to use mostly my legs in terms of, like, kicks. So that's where... I'm not really good with punches yet. So, like, right... So I'm going to be using a lot of, like, kicks and stuff to create distance and use power
nice,
in the fight.
Nice, nice.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, I've been working with my trainer. He taught me this one move that I love it. It's basically... I kind of, because I have long arms, I reach around and I hit him in the back of the head really hard, just like that.
Oh yeah,
it's awesome.
You love just kind of like, you position him, like you force him to face away from you and just fucking clock
yeah.
him in the back
oh,
of the
yeah.
head.
He's gonna get hit in the back of the head a lot. He's not gonna like that too much, but
yeah,
you know, I'm excited for him. And you'll see us training more, and you'll see our progress as the weeks go on.
Maybe
it's
do you want to give away your
no.
delicious?
I want to hide it.
Little.
I want to hide my muscles. I'm gonna hide them away from the.
You
world.
Sent. You recorded a diss track.
I did.
So
I
your
did
muscles
a
in
diss
there.
Track, and Nathan Barnett, I mean, Dad responded with
showed off his abs.
A
and
disappointment
his,
track where he his, was calling me a bad person for the things I said in my diss track, and his was pretty good. I'll give him that, but you know, it was. You know, I think he's trying to play the holier than
hey, I needed
than thou
the money
card.
Before we get into it. I needed the money.
Needed yeah, that. Let's get into that because there's a certain you know, somebody in that diss track
come on,
that
man.
Lent their voice to say things like, oh yeah, this Matt sucks. This is better. You're going to kick his ass. I didn't think you would do that. I thought you would say no if
I was just reading the lines off of a script, dude. Relax.
You know who else used the excuse I was just following orders?
Nazis. Are you comparing me to a Nazi?
I am, yes.
For what exactly?
For going behind my back and lending your voice to
a disappointment
my opponent.
Track?
Yeah.
That's a bit of a stretch, or you know, you think?
This podcast might as well be Nuremberg trials right
Come
now.
Come on now. Look, I needed the money. Cash is tight right now. I got to be looking after my own. That's how we do it.
Okay.
That
well,
is how we do it.
I'm still not happy about it. And I do think that it is similar to things Nazis would do. But anyway, we're going to go to ad reads now. We'll be right back after this break.
Welcome back, everyone. You're still listening to the Super Mega Cast, by the way.
That's right.
It's still not here. Over yet.
Nope. I know you wish it was, but nope. There's still plenty more to go, baby.
Yeah.
Plenty know. More. You know? About 6 hours left.
Just 6 hours this time?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't understand how some people do those podcasts where it's like 3-4 hour
episodes. Joe Rogan does long podcasts.
Like that's...
He's
just,
the podcast king.
I get tired, man. I get like worn out talking like... Unless it's two people, it's, you know, I get worn out about an hour and a half. If it's like 3 or 4 people, I can probably go a little longer.
Yeah, because you don't have to do as much talking.
Right, and you have other people you have more stuff to bounce off of,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's easier to keep it going. But when it's just two people, it's just bouncing back and forth. It can get tiring after like an hour, but 3 hours, 4 hours, we got to do a really, really, really long episode.
I still
episode.
Think an hour is like Jesus.
I know. We should do a long episode one day, like a really long one. What's the longest one we ever did? 2.5 hours?
Yeah. Was it one with like, was it with Chris and Ross and, or was it like with Chris and Ding
Dong
and
Julian?
I think
it was the one with Ross.
The one with Ross?
Yeah.
Was there anyone else?
Yeah, yeah. I think Chris and Julian maybe.
Okay.
But
was Ding Dong not there?
Not for that one, no.
Okay.
But I think that, yeah, that might have been our longest one. No, I feel like we passed. I feel like we did another one that was even longer. Oh, when Jacksepticeye came on and just screamed really loudly for about 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. We just kind of gave him a platform for some reason there.
Yeah.
And, shouldn't have.
We just let him
learned our
and
lesson.
Holler. Screeched a lot.
Yeah.
And that's how he got there. But, you know, that was a, you know, it's a pretty good one.
I had a dream.
Oh, are you talking about the new documentary about Jacksepticeye where it compares him to Martin Luther King for some reason?
Yeah, that was odd.
Yeah. Like, fine documentary, you know, documenting his, you know, about his rise to fame, but
they do
I
that
did
thing
think,
where it's like him in a suit like it's Martin Luther King in a suit, and then it crossfades to like, you know, they match their eyes and nose and mouth and stuff.
Yep.
And it crossfades into Sean.
I watched it and I thought that, you know, I was like, oh, this is a nice tale of like a boy.
It's filmed really well.
Yeah. Well, it's Tucker shot
very
it. Tucker did
emotional.
An amazing job. Yeah, but
then it got to that part.
Yeah, halfway through it starts getting to the parts where it starts comparing him to Martin Luther King. Well, what more so was even the comparison of Malcolm X.
Yeah, which I thought was
kind of in poor taste.
Not just in poor taste, but wrong.
Yeah.
Just like I think their connecting points didn't hit, and I don't feel like they did a good job of solidifying the connection between the two.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think so. Like, especially with the Martin Luther King thing, trying to compare like
well, that made more sense.
Well, not the part about the Selma riots.
No.
No. But everything else. What did they compare him to anyone else besides MLK and Malcolm X? I feel like there
Forrest was Forrest Gump, but that was just kind of like an offshoot.
That was like a joke, I think. Oh, Nelson Mandela. They did that one. They really just started comparing him to black figures a lot.
Yeah.
You know. What I was disappointed by the scene where Sean, you know, portrayed Malcolm X. I thought that was a little insensitive the way he chose to go about that. But Tucker did a great job shooting it.
Yes. Still looked beautiful.
Yeah. Tucker's the only guy I know.
Number one on Apple
TV.
TV.
Yeah.
I was about to call it Apple Movies or something.
Might as well be.
Do I remember the iTunes store back in the day?
Ooh. Dude, the iTunes store back. Dude, do you remember when the old Macs came with that little remote?
Yeah.
And you click it and it would show you movie trailers?
Yep.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You could also press and play, like stop and play music with it on iTunes. So what I would do is I put the file for the what the fuck? Poof! Remember the WTF boom mm-hmm. thing, which is Rocco from Mega 64.
Dr. Octagonopus?
I would put that loaded up on the iTunes. All I do is press play. I turn the computer volume all the way up. And when I go in the other room, my dad would sit down and start doing work. And when I press play, and I would just hear it explode down the hall. I'd be like, son! Damn it.
Did he shit his pants?
Yeah, he shit his pants.
Oh, of course he shit his
funny.
Pants.
I would do that all the time.
Briefs.
I would just, I still do that prank to a degree where when people sleep over at my place, you know, I have the sound bar in my living room, which I can connect to from my bedroom and start playing things. Who is sleeping over at my place? I think Justin was sleeping on my couch once and I played something. I don't remember what I played though.
Was he annoyed?
Maybe it was like 10 hours of farting.
Did you annoy him?
I did annoy him, yeah. Oh, Trevor, I scared the fucking shit out of Trevor once. He was sleeping on my couch, and I think I turned the volume on the soundbar all the way up, and I actually didn't realize how loud that is. It's really, really, really loud, because there's a subwoofer and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what I played, but I think I played, like, some, like, emo song or something, and it just rocked my house. And Trevor was like, I'd just fallen asleep. It scared the shit out of me.
Dude, that rocked. That brought back memory. Remember how often our past apartment complex in Glendale, the fire alarm would go off and we'd have to go outside and
like
in the middle of the night.
I forgot about
that.
Like
late at night, there would be people just like tired and just like, holy fuck, like just sitting on the curb waiting.
Yeah. Remember the time? Wasn't there a time where I was like, we had to be out for like 2 hours?
Yeah.
Like middle of the night. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. It would always go off and it was never for an actual.
So no one pulled it.
Warning.
There was something wrong with the actual system.
It's like an electrical fault.
Yeah.
And it would make the smoke alarm go off all the time for the whole building. And everyone would have to fucking leave their apartments, grab their pets.
It'd be so loud. So fucking loud.
And everyone had to bring their dogs down. And all the dogs together would, you know, start barking at each other mm-hmm. and stuff. And just standing out on the streets in the cold. It was, that sucked. I totally forgot about that.
Good times, huh?
Good times. I'd be laying in bed watching something and dude, it would scare because it's in every room. So if you're in your bedroom and it's dark and it's like 3 a.m. and the fucking like it's as loud as the ones in like high schools for comparison to people that might.
It's such a jarring way to wake up. Like I like how whenever someone wakes up, at least for me, like it's never like when I wake up to like that, it's never like it's always just like I open my eyes and I'm like my eyes are really wide and I'm just looking around trying to like make sense of the situation.
You're just like,
yeah, you're like
yeah, it never makes me jump. It's just like you freeze fully to like process it.
Yeah.
Fire alarms shouldn't be like the beginning of a fire alarm. Why don't they do something like they do with like tornado sirens where it starts like cuz like you'll still hear it but it won't scare you as much. I know but they want to scare you. That's the point, but it's like
Those fucking nuclear sirens are horrifying.
Those are terrifying.
Those?
That was, that sounded good, dude. That sounded really good.
Isn't it horrifying?
Yeah, that was a really good impression of
like,
those
if I ever heard that, I would get butterflies.
Do you think we have
I would get
here?
The bad butterflies.
The bad butterflies.
When my stomach sinks.
Yeah, the bad butterflies where it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And your stomach gets all hot.
I remember feeling like that when it happened in the Iron Giant.
Oh,
fuck. Launch the missile now!
For some reason, I always think he says, launch the goddamn missile.
No.
Like, whenever I think back, I always see him saying, launch the goddamn missile!
Where's the giant, Mansley?
I think I'm confusing it with the Simpsons movie when Marge says, throw the goddamn bomb at the end. I really think that...
Throw the goddamn bomb!
I really think that... I swear to God, he says, launch the goddamn missile. And it's like, whoa, he said it.
He just goes, launch the missile now!
That's so fucking crazy, bro. Dude, what I always thought was the most badass moment of that movie was when he shoots like that one like green energy orb like out over the horizon on the ocean, and then it's like green like mushroom cloud thing. I was like, whoa! I need to rewatch that. That's
a good ass movie.
It's a great movie. I know you love it.
A really good has a good animated food movie scene where he has the little Twinkies and things, and he stuffs them with cream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looks so fluffy and
I wanted
delicious.
That shit. And the way he eats, he's like... Awesome. Or when they're eating the ice cream.
And he crumbles at the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know what's wrong with the chocolate. We still haven't played that meat and fuck Iron Giant game.
Oh, true. We need to
play that for you on the channel or on Patreon.
Probably would have to be on Patreon.
Probably Patreon. Considering our new mail video just got demonetized or age-restricted again.
Yep. Why this time?
Well, I think
the blurred penis.
Well, it's Justin puts in the Today on Super Mega thing. Justin puts like the blurred penis stuff in that.
Oh, you think if it didn't show up there?
Because someone at YouTube watches the first like 5 seconds, like, oh, yep, hit it. So I think that when there's stuff like that in the Today on Super Mega thing, because there's like, it was me like
slapping. So it's Justin's fault.
It is Justin's fault because if it wasn't in there, it probably wouldn't have been.
Now I know who to scream at.
Yeah. Not me. Don't scream at me.
No, I won't. I won't.
I haven't watched the full mail video yet. I need to.
It's good.
Justin said that the part of my balls fall out is good.
That one's good.
I watched the first like 2 minutes, but I was
your ball is bloody and it just goes onto the table.
I was out of town this weekend, so I watched a little in my hotel room. But then,
you didn't go to the zoo?
No.
Why not?
I was in San Diego and I went to the zoo yesterday, and for some reason my cell phone does not work in San Diego. Nowhere in San Diego do I have service.
You didn't go to the zoo, but you just said you went to the zoo yesterday.
I went to the zoo.
Okay.
I didn't go in.
Oh.
Because my phone, I could not load my tickets from my email. And literally all around San Diego, my hotel, the zoo, restaurants, I have no service, no internet or anything.
Turning your phone off, turning it back on.
Did that too.
Turning off the cell icon.
It must be something. I have no idea why. It was just San Diego. So I go on my email and I walk around the parking lot. So first of all, I spent about 40 minutes looking for parking. I park. I get to the gates of the zoo, email will not load. It's like no connection. And I connect to their Wi-Fi.
Is it one of those things you could have screenshotted beforehand?
Yes.
Maybe? But hey, this is a lesson for the future though. This is not something you did wrong. This is something where you now can take extra precaution for the just in case.
You know, it's just like looking forward.
I know.
It's like, why would I, or at the time it's like, oh, why would I not be able to pull up the email with my tickets?
I mean, that's what I do with, like, the movies. Like, I save it to the Apple Wallet.
Yeah, so basically, I'm like, I can't even, like, search the email. So I walk around the parking lot for, like, 30 minutes.
I've had finally, this problem, but not to this extent.
Finally, it loads the email. And I'm like, yes! And I click the ticket, and it has to load the PDF, and it won't load the PDF. So it literally, after, like, almost an hour, I was like, okay, I'm just going
home. There should
be
something where they can look up your order number, they see your name, they match it to the ID, and then you can show the card number that you paid with it for. There has to be some
PayPal.
Sort of system. Did you talk to them and ask them, is there anything?
I did, yeah. And I also was like, you guys have Wi-Fi? And he's like, nope. But I saw a public San Diego Zoo Wi-Fi, and I clicked it. And
it's one of the biggest zoos in the fucking...
It's like the biggest zoo in the world, I think.
So they did have Wi-Fi. He just didn't feel like helping
you
out.
Yeah, and then it didn't work when I tried it. It just turned like a like orange icon and was like, no connection. I don't know why. My phone's fine now. I'm back in LA.
You already spent the money.
In San Diego. But, well, the passes are for any day.
Oh.
So I can go back.
Okay.
Like next weekend if I wanted and go to the zoo.
Are you?
Not next weekend, but maybe in the next month or two. I really wanted to go.
Is it a good zoo?
I want to see the
very
monkeys.
Fun zoo.
Well, I mean, I still have my ticket and it's good for any day. So I was like, you know what? Also, it was kind of late in the day. It was already like 4:00 and I was like, I still have to drive back to LA today. Maybe it's just better if I come another day and I come earlier.
Wait, Matt.
I love San Diego, though.
It rained today.
Yes, it's pouring. It's still raining now.
And here, this is on the drive back from training. I didn't send you this picture because I wanted your reaction on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I sent it to you.
Oh, you sent it to me? I do not disturb on. Whoa! What the fuck?
Yeah. Like two whole lanes like would go up to about half of where a car was.
I don't see any ground at all. I only see water on the freeway. It looks like you're driving in a lake.
I know. It was
nuts.
How
does that happen?
I don't know. I guess like the highway was tilted, so all the water collected over on the side, which then filled up
two lanes. So that was just like one spot?
Emergency lane and then two other lanes.
You drove right through it.
Well, I was on a farther lane.
How deep was it?
It was deep. Like the deeper portions went up to like half of a car, probably up to like almost
Holy
where the
shit.
Window is.
Dude, you should have swerved your car into it and then climbed out on top and started screaming for help.
There was just a cop there just sitting there with like their lights on, just like on their phone, not directing anyone around anything.
Just a warn, like as like a warning. Wow, there's like waves and shit. Wow.
Yeah, I took a video, but it's like right when I was getting out. I'll send that over to you as well. But
that's
it's
crazy, dude. I've never seen the highway flood in L.A.
Right at the end of it.
Well, I was driving past on the way to
You
the,
can put up that image if you want.
Yeah,
so
I will.
See.
I will. It's up right now for visual watchers on YouTube. I noticed like the L.A. River is flooding real hard today. Because usually it's pretty tame, but today it's like kind of like rapids, like brown rapids. Just I saw it pushing on the trees that grow in the middle.
Uh-huh.
What do those ducks do? They have their whole little families down there. It's never rained. And all of a sudden, one day, it's just like...
Well, knowing ducks, they probably just waddle away.
Wow. Damn. That's deep, dude. Wow.
It sucked because, like, you know when you go to, like, record something? For some reason, like, when you want to record something quick, it's like it goes through multiple... What does that say?
I just noticed on your screen, you're playing something called Jax Kills Pimp Greens, and then ... It doesn't show the full name.
It was auto-playing off of my phone. It's some fucking Sons of Anarchy clips.
It was just as soon as I saw it, because I saw Pimp, it caught my eye.
It auto-played on YouTube. I guess it was just suggested to me. I've never fucking seen the show. I've never looked up anything about it.
I just drove I drove your car to go back to my place earlier.
Yeah?
I really love driving your car.
Really?
Every time I get in your car, though, NPR is playing really, really, really loud.
Yeah.
Like, the second I turn it on, it's like...
Well, it's because I listen to regular music, and, like, I listen to that pretty loud, like,
loud,
on my phone.
Yeah.
And then when I unplug it, it still has it at that volume,
but
it goes over to NPR.
Okay.
NPR is what I listen to if I don't feel like listening to my music.
Okay, I legitimately... This has happened for, like... 2 years at least. Like So I've always honestly in the back of my head just thought that you just on the way to work, you just listen to NPR that loud.
No!
And I was like, that's fine if you want to. I just thought it was funny. Big dude, because it's very loud.
Oh, I know.
Like I turn it
when
on.
When I get in there like, and sometimes I'm like, fuck.
Ukrainian forces.
So
it's like, Jesus. So I actually thought that you listened to NPR that loud.
No. No, baby boy.
Oh man, that shatters like a.
I'm sorry, man.
That shatters a thing that I had for a long time, like a thought of like a
the whole classic
I about
thing
you.
Of not changing your volume after, or before turning your car off or whatever.
Oh man, mine doesn't.
Do a lot of people do that?
Mine doesn't do that. Like if I turn it up all the way and turn it off, it won't come back with the volume up.
Okay.
Which I like, but my old Honda Civic, my old 2015 Honda Civic would.
Wish it always started at just like 20, maybe. Yeah. 15. A little light, so you can go.
It's a good way to scare you.
Oh, yeah.
Or just like I was saying with the fire alarm,
it
should slowly get up to that volume.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed the nuclear siren thing. That's basically just a more extended, advanced version of the sound.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They should hire us to do that recording for the nuclear
sirens. I'll do it for money.
Do you think
we did these ads for money.
And we're back.
Yep.
Do you think they have nuclear sirens like in LA? Do you think they're like they could turn those on if they wanted?
Yeah, they have to, right?
Are they just
in every
everywhere?
Major city? They got to have something like that.
What would you realistically do if we got an alert? Like
I'd
right
look
now.
Up to see what the fuck was going on. Ultimately, that's just a warning of like you're about to be fucked, right?
Right now, if
we could, I don't think I would chance it on the roads.
No, I think I'd probably just bunker down. If it happened right now, I think you and I would probably just, we'd be like, okay.
Is there a room here without windows? No. Let's, no.
Yes. The closet in the workroom.
True.
And the walls are concrete.
Yep.
So I think what
we
should do
is.
We
stay in there for 24 hours.
We should really quickly.
Get wet towels.
Yeah, get wet towels. And then really quickly, we have the jugs of water. But also I think what we should do is just in case fill up a couple buckets of water from the sink because you won't be able to use the sink water after, you know.
Yeah.
And then get some wet towels and then run into the kitchen as fast as we can and just grab a bunch of food and stuff and then just go into that closet and shut the door and wait it out.
Also,
if we don't get incinerated.
Yeah. Ukraine shit's still going on, people.
Yeah, Russia, knock it off.
You can also, there's links you can look up to support.
Yeah.
And I wish I had it in front of me. There's this, I think you might have put out the link or retweeted it or something, but it has several different things where you can donate specifically to a given cause. Like whatever, like food or medicine or.
Yeah, it's
like
really.
It delegates it like that.
It's very, very sad what's going on. I thought, I didn't know, it's going to go on for a long time, I bet. Here, Ryan, actually, I found a website that's a nuclear map. And I set Los Angeles as the city. And you can do different, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do the largest. Here's a North Korean weapon that was tested in 2017. Let's use that one as an example. Because they're testing more weapons this week, actually. They started launching off missiles again.
Oh, good for them.
It would be an airburst. Okay, let's see. Let's see. So if we detonated the one North Korea launched in 20, we are out of the blast zone.
Okay, good.
But we would definitely get hurt, and it would spread to us. But now if we go over to the bomb, like, how about the SAR bomb? It's the largest bomb ever designed by the Soviet Union. 100 megatons. All right. You ready for this shit?
Would we be in the crater zone?
Let's see. I just detonated. Oh, my God. Dude.
Would that destroy, like, the full width of California?
It basically, the fireball, just the fireball, would be all the way from down center of downtown to Glendale.
Jesus.
And then there would be, you would get third degree burns being all over your body, being in anywhere in here, all the way to like Santa Clarita.
Even inside, just bunker
everything
down.
Incinerates. And then everything in that, yeah, goddamn, dude. And then that one is, it would go over the mountains? Fuck. But, and that bomb was built.
You want to be closer to the blast radius.
For sure.
Either that.
If you're going to die anyway.
Or outside of it. You don't want to be.
Yeah,
like,
I'd rather be outside
rings.
Of the blast radius.
You don't want to be on the outer edges of it. Because then you'll get badly, like, what, your insides get burned and shit?
Yeah, Matt, like, if you watched any of the nuclear test videos, like, where they have the little house with, like, the people, they instantly catch on fire. But before the blast hits, you just see, like. Like,
Jesus.
Everything just goes up in flames. Like, the dummies instantly catch on fire, the drapes burn up, and then the blast hits. So, like, it's before the big, like,
yeah,
you know? That's so, dude, it's so scary that we've made those. That's like the big fuckery bad invention of
so
humanity.
Early in human history, too.
I know. When you think about, like, how long humans have been around, like, relative to everything.
The cosmic calendar.
And then how quickly we develop nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
It's very scary. And also the SAR bomb. Have you ever seen the video of it? Mm-mm. It's the biggest nuke ever detonated by the Soviet Union.
That's what you said earlier, yeah.
It's the biggest bomb ever detonated, and it the video is really scary. It's like it looks like you're in hell. How big the fucking fireball is, and that was like the 50s. So what do we have now? 70 something years later. What type of fucking dude?
Giant Gundams.
Probably. What type of weapons do you think the United States has?
Mecha Godzilla.
I bet China might have better weapons, you think? No? No, our fucking defense spending is so high that...
Our budget for our military is insane. Although, who knows how much of that is just milked into the pockets of people and it's, not the actual expenses used on...
Is it like $750 billion or something?
I don't know. With that much money, there's no... You could just pocket an infinite amount and you could still make a lot of progress with the technology.
I wonder how strong of nuclear weapons like we've made that we're capable of. We can't test them.
Strong?
We can't test them because you're not allowed to. Geneva Convention, I think, said no more testing. But North Korea's doing it.
Well, I guess we have to wipe them out, too.
I guess we'll have to. I wonder if in our lifetime if we're ever going to see a solution to the Korean crisis. Will we ever see a unified Korea? Or will we ever see... We're going to watch the death of Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
It would take a lot because, I don't know, a lot of dynasties and a lot of like rulers have been overthrown.
A lot of people would die.
There's been revolutions through history, though, right?
Yeah, I feel like North Korea has to have a revolution at some point because like, they have so many of the people are starving and unhappy.
And no one's going to step in. It's always that whole, like, literally, it's kind of like Will Smith at the Oscars. Like, Will Smith was Russia, and then Chris Rock is Ukraine. And then everyone else just is like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Ha, ha. Russia gets, well, I guess, you know,
everyone's just watching. They're all the other countries.
Yep.
That's a great analogy.
And some are taking stances of like, that's not good. I can't support Will Smith in this.
But still at the end of the day, they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's a good one. And when Tyler Perry and Denzel came up to like comfort Will after
that. And Bradley
that,
Cooper, God rest his soul. He looked so cute in his vest.
Bradley Cooper was Belarus. Because Belarus is also declaring war on Ukraine and shooting rockets at them and stuff. Because they're Russia's little bitch. They'll do whatever Russia says.
I feel so, like, those poor little men in their cute little suits.
Bradley Cooper.
Denzel Washington. Hero.
When he had his hands on Will Smith's shoulder, and he was like, Will, it's all right.
Tyler Perry going, child.
He did. He actually cheered. Will had tears in his eyes, but he did his Madea voice, and it cheered up Will so
those
much.
Those are tears of laughter.
Yes.
Joy.
Because I saw like a photograph. It was like, it appears that Will Smith has tears in his eyes while talking to Tyler Perry. And it's actually, he was just tears of laughter because of the Madea voice.
If Will was crying, it wasn't because of what he did or what Chris Rock said or his wife's reaction. If Will was fucking crying, then it was because he all of a sudden went, I shouldn't have done that. Fuck. I fucked everything up. He's worrying about himself, like every other narcissist there.
Maybe he's just a big baby.
I think they're all big babies.
Yeah.
That's what started this.
Hollywood's
take
fucked,
a joke.
Dude.
Yeah, like, I saw a video of Tiffany Haddish, like, saying some stupid shit about it. She's on the camp of, like, she's like, well, all I'm saying, would you want your husband to defend you? And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, you idiot? Like, no, you shouldn't go up and assault people because you got your feelings hurt. We've been through this. We've said it. But I don't know. People think it's okay to hit others, and it's not, unless you're in a boxing match.
Yeah, then it's fucking awesome, you know? Fucking dope.
Fuck the Smiths. They all suck.
You don't like the band, the Smiths?
I don't know. Willow seems chill. Has Willow done anything stupid?
I don't know.
I know Jane's done a lot of good charity work. God rest his soul.
Rest in peace, brother. Yeah, I don't know. There's another kid, too, I think.
Yeah, but he's not important.
He stays out of the...
This is the...
He wasn't attractive enough.
I'm kidding.
Do you think any...
This is just the roast.
Do you think any celebrities, like, you know, that have kids, like, and they try to make their kids famous, like, there's just one kid that they purposely don't because they know the kid's ugly, and they're like, we don't need to sign you up for acting
classes.
Just not
a good actor. Then why was Jaden in so many movies?
Pursuit of happiness? Pursuit of penis, more like Will. I've lost all respect.
Fuck Will Smith, dude. And I don't know.
Will Smith?
Yeah, he sucks.
So, I'm sorry, did you say fuck Will Smith?
Yes.
Is that going to be the name of the episode?
Huh?
Fuck Will Smith. Ryan, are you publicly challenging Will Smith to a duel?
Yeah, to a boxing match. He's a YouTuber.
I challenge him to a duel.
No, he's fit.
I challenge him to a duel, like an old style,
like
pistol duel.
Oh, like the pistols that don't even shoot straight.
Yeah, the pit where it's like Will
where
and
the
I
fucking
have to.
Barrel's
like,
gonna blow off.
We turn back to back, and we each take 10 paces.
Yep.
And then we draw.
Then there's a big clock tower, and the moment it goes dong at noon.
Yeah. I love that. That's how people settled things with those duels, because it's like one of us is gonna get killed, but let's still follow these rules. It's like,
it's an honorable, you know, no one has the upper hand unless someone cheats.
I wish that's how they still settled things. It's like,
I don't.
Dude, do you hear these two celebrities are going to have a duel? And they go, fucking turn, and bam.
What do you think? What do you think about Will after this?
Will?
What's your honest opinion of Will Smith?
No, I think he sucks.
Okay.
I think, yeah, fuck him. That was like super uncool and uncalled for. Even if the joke was in poor taste.
Yeah.
Like, and also setting the precedent that if
you wouldn't defend your woman,
no, I'm a pussy. You know, honestly, like setting the, well, they're not even married anymore, are they?
They are. Keep my wife.
But she, oh, but she's having relationships with other men.
She did. I don't know if she still is. She might still be. She was fucking, who was it? Who was clapping Jane's cheeks, baby?
No, I think that it's also a, bad to set the precedent of being able
Jada.
To do that with no consequences, because like if he's able to do that with no consequences, then get a standing ovation, then it's like, you know, that kind of sets a precedent that if you don't like a joke, then you're allowed to act out. People getting their feelings hurt by comedy. It's comedy, sweetheart.
Who was the like dude that like made a song about having sex with her?
Oh, that was me.
No, you remember,
I had
though?
Sex with her.
Do you not remember, Matt?
No. I remember that interview where she's talking about, you know, her stuff, and Will's, like, sitting there with, like, tears in his eyes.
August Alsina has released a new song titled Entanglements.
Ooh. Oh, because she
because
said...
of the interview, Entanglement.
Said their relationship's an entanglement.
48 said her marriage to actor Will Smith 41 was over as she spilled all on her entanglement with love rival August, which prompted him to express his point of view through a song.
Ooh.
He was given permission to have an affair with the actress by her Hollywood actor star hubby, but Jada set the record straight in her Red Table Talk. During her publicized chat with Will, Jada clarified her husband didn't have to give the new love rival permission because they were almost indefinitely
broken up.
We're over almost indefinite. So that, I love how like she's changing it up. She's like, he didn't need to give him permission to fuck me. I could have fucked anyone I wanted.
I gave you permission, baby.
I gave him permission.
What the hell is this? NBC. I
Bad Marriage for Life. You remember that one?
Yep. Yep. NBC News had, this is the title of their article. Will Smith appeared to hit Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Appeared?
Appeared? I don't think he appeared to hit him.
Maybe this is a Jimmy Kimmel stunt.
Have either of them addressed it?
No.
Do you think Chris Rock will say anything?
If only.
Did you see Judd Apatow's tweet?
No.
Everyone was clowning on Judd Apatow because he was really upset about it. But the first line of his tweet was, he could have killed him. And I was like, dude... He could have killed him.
He could have killed him. If he hit him right in the temple, dude.
Chris Rock almost fucking died last night. He almost got slapped to death. I'm sure it's possible to slap someone to death. I'm on Twitter. What's trending? Ethan Klein. Pete Davidson.
What's going on with Pete?
You mean Skeet?
Oh, come on, dude.
Yo, yay the goat, no cap.
Bro.
If Will Smith can hit Chris Rock, just imagine what Kanye West is planning for Pete Davidson. And just imagine what I'm planning for your mom, Ryan. All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week's... Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Ryan McGee just smacked the shit out of me.
Get my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a your mom joke.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.